Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today is a very special day. First of all, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we have our prayer segment, and our prayer segment will consist of the many words of prayers that the Lord has rendered unto my ear to pray for others, as well as pray for myself and pray for those who know me and those who do not. Amen? Because Jesus Christ knows us well. I want to, first of all, give all praises unto God. I want to give praises unto my family and my friends and my listeners who are on the line. I am just excited. I am just so excited to have all of these new individuals and I've been with you since day one individuals. I just thank God for what God is doing in the lives of others as well as myself, and we'll get to that later on. But the purpose of this segment is to, first of all, reach for scripture, and then we're going to go into prayer. I am not sure what the Lord is going to give me to pray for. I do know that there are some prayer concerns, and I will pray for those individuals. Thank you for inboxing me, and thank you for those individuals who came to me face-to-face to let me know about some things going on. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to allow the Lord to use me as a prayer warrior so that we can pray for those individuals whom we may not know or those whom are far away. But the scripture comes from Hebrews 10 and 23, and it reads, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. I have read to you Hebrews 10 and 23. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word." Today is Wednesday, and this is our Praying with Love day or segment, and I would like for you to think about for a second what you would like to pray for, because as I'm praying, pray to God that we all will be covered within this prayer. My prayer is that the Lord would give me the words to speak. The Lord would also hear the prayers of the righteous, and the Lord would anoint my head from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, where I will be on target where the Lord wants me to be with prayer. Prayer is very serious. We're dealing with souls. We're dealing with lives. We're trying to resurrect individuals from the hospitals. We're trying to lift up bowed down heads. We're trying to wipe away tears. We're trying to draw people closer to God. We're trying to just a lot of things. Introduce God to individuals. And so whatever prayer that is rendered today, know that it's from God. This is nothing. I never prepare for a prayer because, you know, there is no preparation. So therefore, I'm going to allow the Lord to use me in a mighty way, and I'm going to decrease. I'm at zero, and I want to increase the Holy Spirit by 100+. And that is the motto that I will introduce to some of you for my other ministry establishment, which is also inclusive to this ministry that the Lord gave me. I have a lot of things to share with you, but without further ado, I would like to begin to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, it's once more and again that we come here thanking you for today, thanking you for blessing us to open up our eyes, or blessing us to just even rise out of bed and know that today is today, Lord. We thank you for just helping us to start on our way, keeping us safe, Lord, keeping us stored in our right minds. We thank you for everything that we've placed our hands on to be successful and not crumbled into pieces. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for the people who have crossed our paths, and we hope and our prayer is that we have, when they left us, that they left in a better position than when they first entered to come and speak about a problem. Lord, we want to, first of all, talk about the hospital. There are individuals who are in the hospital beds, and their families are standing by their bedside. We're asking you, and we know that you are a doctor who have never lost a case. We know that you are a physician who can perform miracles. Lord, we're asking you, if it's your will, if it be in your will, would you raise those up who you would have to be risen? And we're asking you, would you preserve lives? Would you help or listen to their prayers and bless their prayers to fall on good ground? If there is anything dead within their bodies, anything dead within their souls, anything dead within the atmosphere, we're asking you, would you bury it so that life can prevail? We're asking you, would you bless those who are by the bedsides? Would you lift up their bowed down heads? Would you open up their ears where they can hear a word from you? We understand and recognize that we only have a few days on earth. And we ask that within these days that we have on earth, that you help us to use our days and our moments wisely, where we can uplift, edify, and magnify your holy name. We realize and we recognize that life is fragile. We have heard of different shootings all around the country. From as young as 11 years old to as old as 25 years old. And, Lord, we knew that days and times like this would come. But, Lord, we're asking you today, this moment, on this broadcast, would you bind the hands of the enemy? Would you restrict the devil and fire the devil from his evil ways? Would you preserve and go find those sheep who are following after the devil, and give them a Paul experience? We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless each community, would you bless each college, each school, to be safe and covered by your grace and your mercy? For it was by grace and mercy that we woke up this morning, and that same grace and mercy will start us on our way, and that same grace and mercy will protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger. We're asking you, would you bless those who have lost someone today or last week or the week before or the months before or the years before? We're asking you, would you be a comforter, because we know that you can comfort anyone. Lord, we're asking you, would you continue to work on the ministry with our youth, the obedience, the village ministry, Lord, because I already see progress. I already have people inboxing, speaking about how they have prayed and they have witnessed a little bit of transformation. And we talked about that turtle mentality where things will slowly begin to happen, but at least it's happening. We're asking, would you anoint our hands? Would you anoint our emotions? Would you anoint our patience, where we will have the patience in order to model appropriate behaviors? We're asking you, with whoever is filled with demons, whether it's a child or adult, would you remove that spirit of demonization, for that will cause one to fall and not be able to rise again. We thank you for being the giver of good gifts. We thank you for listening to our prayers. We thank you for the healing that you're doing right now. If there is a mind who is confused, Lord, we're asking you, would you refurbish that mind and create a mind that is at peace, where they can think. If there is a heart that needs to be transformed, whether it's physically transformed or transformed in the spirit, we're asking you, would you make that transformation? If it's in your will, we believe and we know, because we have seen you do it before. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to keep and protect your people, Lord? Because like I said before, we understand that life is fragile. We thank you for the victories. We thank you for the success. We thank you for the valley moments. and we thank you for the mountains. Lord, and while it's on my heart, Lord, we're just asking you, would you bless each parent who is raising their children? Because we know that it's a challenge, but we're asking that they have that Paul experience and turn to you. We thank you, Lord, for obedience. We thank you for sacrifice. We thank you for putting up with us, because we are a handful within ourselves, Christians or no Christians. Lord, if there are any sheep who are missing, we're asking you, would you help us to find those lost sheep? If there are any tempers flaring, if there are any hands that want to cause harm, if there are any feet who are walking in the path of danger, if there are any cars on the road who are headed for destruction, if there is any thinking that is not of you, we're asking you, would you refurbish it? If there is a child who is contemplating suicide, if they're thinking about taking their lives, if they're depressed, if they're hurt, we're asking you, would you be that comfort to help them to find you tonight? Lord, we thank you for the connections. We thank you for the people who we have been able to cross paths with. We thank you for the hospitals we visited. We thank you for the convalescent homes we visited. We thank you for the projects you've given us. We're asking you once again, would you bless our hands, everything that we touch, everything that we think of, everything that that is of you and that you have ordained. We're asking, would it be successful? Lord, we thank you for just traveling grace. We thank you for safety. We thank you for giving us what we need and want, Lord. We thank you for just helping us to start on our way, Lord. We thank you for every breath we're able to take, Lord. We thank you for every thought we're able to think. We thank you for every hand we're able to extend to help someone. We thank you for every movement of our body. We thank you for every path, Lord. And speaking of movement of our body, Lord, we're asking you, would you bless those who are on respirators, Lord, those who are in the vegetation state and cannot move. If it's your will, Lord, we're asking you, would you touch and help them to move? And when they get up, when it's your will, Lord, if they get up, if it's in the will of you, we're asking if they would discover who you are and come to know the God that we talk about every time we get on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for the success again, Lord, and we can't thank you enough. Whether it's repeated or not, that's how much we thank you for everything. We're asking you, would you just continue to keep our minds, keep our hearts, maintain our hearts. Help us to live healthier lives. Help us to be the people that you would want us to be. You call us the image of the world, meaning that we are the light, the shining light. And because we walk on this earth, that's why we have day. Because you have ordained your people, that's the reason we have day. Because we know that when night cometh, and night is not as in night, as in 9 o'clock night. Night is when we close our eyes eternally. We know that we cannot work any longer. So we want to be that shining light that you would have us to be. And we're asking you, would you teach us? Would you give us that continued wisdom? Would you give us that knowledge? Would you try us in the fire? And would you bless us to be the people that you would have us to be? If there is someone with a broken spirit, if there is someone with a disabled mind, if there is someone who is walking in danger, if there is someone who is handling weapons, danger, we're asking you, would you remove it in the name of Jesus? Because we know that you are the only one who can remove anything that will cause hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we continue to thank you for the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. We thank you for the anointing that's on this ministry. We thank you for the people that you are bringing to the ministry. We thank you for what you're going to do with the ministry, because it's definitely not Alfreda Love who's doing this. It's definitely not Alfreda Love who can write a book without the Lord. It's definitely not Alfreda Love who is about to expand nationwide. It's because of you, and I want to be at zero. I want Alfreda to decrease, and I want you to increase in the ministry, increase in my career, increase in family, increase in spiritual life, increase in everything that I set out to do that you have ordained me to do. I want to be obedient, because I realize and I understand firsthand that obedience will get you a lot of places and you will win favor with God, but not just because of the favor and the obedience. It's because it's right, and I want to be right. And we thank you, Lord, for everything. I don't ever want to take credit for anything that happens with this ministry. Nothing. I want to be a zero. My cup is empty, and I'm ready to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And I want you to be and you to receive the glory and the power and the might from the people. When this lesson on the village happens, I want you to be at the forefront, because you are providing the wisdom and knowledge. You are providing everything that this ministry needs, and I need you to be given the credit, not me. We thank you, Lord. We're asking you, would you bless each listener? Would you bless those who are going to listen? We already know that you're in the hospitals. We already know that you're in the nursing homes. We already know that you are with families. And we're asking you, Lord, in a humble way, would you take action? Take action in their lives. Raise them up so that they can continue to see that you are God. And when the ending of a book occurs, you can continue to write, and that's life. When it seems like life is about to end, you said that you are the Alpha and the Omega. That means you have the last word. We thank you, Lord, for recoveries that people have told me about, inboxes, and people told me face-to-face. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for those who are beginning to know you, those who are coming into your circle. We thank you. I'm asking you, would you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry in a particular way? Bless those who come on the ministry. Bless their families, their homes, their finances. Keep them safe wherever they go. And not just the ones who are on the show, but those around the world. I'm praying for everyone in the world. It doesn't matter where they are. And we're asking you, Lord, would you show them who you are so that they can begin to accept and trust you. We thank you for everything. We love you. We lift up praises unto you. And once again, we say thank you, thank you, and thank you. And we appreciate everything, from the healing to the meeting every need that we have. We never go and have to want for anything. And it's not because we have so much. It's because you are our Father. And you said, ask, and it shall be given. If we're looking for something, whatever it is, you said, seek, and you shall find. If we need a door to be open, you say, knock and the door shall be open. But help us to understand that every door we knock on is not going to open, because you didn't ordain us to walk through it. But you know what? We know that the next door is what you would have for us to enter. We thank you for the blessings that are coming. We thank you for the faith, and we thank you for the hope. And we're asking you, would you continue to bless us and help us to be humble. Help us not to get the big head. Help us to extend a helping hand and help someone climb up the ladder as we climb higher in you. Now, Lord, this prayer is ending online, but there is a continuation each moment. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I, on my Facebook page, and I feel so good, on my Facebook page, as you notice, I continue to put the man's, Miss Tamala Mann, and Mr. Brown, but isn't it really, his real name is Mr. Mann. I continue to put them on my page, and I want you guys to know that these two are just good people. You know, God has a lot in store for them. And why am I saying this? I am saying this because I saw them on this past weekend, and I saw nothing but favor. I saw nothing but humbleness. I saw nothing but thankfulness. And God is getting ready to do some miraculous things in their lives. And as you can tell, yes, I'm a big fan of the man's. I would travel anywhere if I can to go see them because they are the image. God described them as the image. I was standing by them, and God described them as the image of the world in a positive way, meaning that the world looks up to them, believe it or not. We see them a lot in plays and now ministry. You know, sometimes I'll download a couple of songs, but I really encourage you to, when I say get to know them, look at their works. Look at what they do. It is very, God has a lot of favor on their lives. I want to say that. I mean, I was standing right beside them, and I was like, my goodness, God has a lot of favor on their lives. And to be honest, I'm looking for them on TV again. You know, I'm just the messenger. But I encourage you to check out the man's, check out her CD. I don't know if Mr. David Mann, I don't know if he has a CD, but I do know that he made a song. It was a funny song, but it's still funny. But I need you to check them out. I encourage you. This duo here is just phenomenal. You know, when she received her award at the Stellars, she was very thankful, as I said before. She thanked her fans. And I could just see the realness, you know. She's a gospel artist. She's just, I mean, there are no words that can describe these two. None at all. And I was just in awe. You know, when I was taking these pictures, I took about 100 pictures of the man's. But they're real down-to-earth people, very approachable, you know. And I follow them a lot as far as with their ministry. If they're in Dallas, I try to make it to Dallas. You know, wherever they are, if my schedule allows me to do so, I try to do it because they are worth flying to see. Their ministries are powerful, powerful, powerful ministries. And like I said, and I want you to watch this, I'm saying this online, and a lot of people are listening. We will see these two on TV again. I'm not going to say it's going to be a play. It may be a reality show, but they're going to be on TV. And I just really admire these two. I really do. And so I just really encourage you to look them up on Facebook. Go out, check out the CD, and I'll have some pictures online just to recapture the moment. But, you know, and seeing them up close and personal this weekend, they are a phenomenal, phenomenal duo. Their ministries are excellent, you know, and I have a recap of everyone else as well. But I wanted to share that with you because God placed it on my heart, and I, ever since this weekend, they've been on my mind. Because God has a lot of great things in store for these two. And they're from Texas. And so I'm excited. I'm excited that they're from Texas. I'm excited that they're just as in love with God as I am. And I'm sure everyone there is in love with God. But these two, God has a special hand on them, on their lives. Everything they touch will succeed, you know. And just like any human, you know, we have doubts when God tells us to do something. But they will do fine. And so, you know, we have to be obedient to God. And I just want you, I encourage you to continue to just look at their page, follow their ministries, and I'll have some pictures that I want you to see. And that's all I'm going to say about the man's because I can go on and on. But that's probably one of my favorite spiritually led just ministries, because they bring a lot to the table and God really favors them. Okay, so let me go ahead and say my announcements. I have 4 minutes. Be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. And I wanted to say, be sure to encourage your family and friends. I'm just excited, y'all. I'm really excited. Be sure to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove, FredaLove. The Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to check it out. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, publicists, anyone who is positive in the community, please Facebook AlfredaLove. That's AlFredaLove or FredaLove. I would love to host you on the ministry. I am filling up for February, but I have March and a couple of other months available. So please be sure to contact some individuals and let them know that the Love Live Jesus Up ministry is alive and well, and we are looking for gospel artists. We're looking for artists, promoters, publicists, writers. We're looking for everybody who is impactful and who is positive in the community, okay? If you have a light that shines, we want to know about it. Also, be sure to pray for 20 individuals. You can put your family all on one line and pray for them, but you need to pray for 20 individuals, and do not forget to pray for yourself. Nanny will be on next week, and she will share with us The Hats May Hinder My Praise. And this will kind of be a comedy segment, so we're going to take off our serious jackets, and we're going to have a little fun. In addition to that, It Takes a Village Ministry will be here on next week as well, and we will highlight the Train Up a Child again, and we will also look at the village keepers. We will look at ourselves. In addition to that, I would like to say that we are going to begin to play music online, okay? That will be in a month or so. So please submit your music if you would like it to be played online. In addition to that, I want you to know that God loves each and every person on this earth. I encourage you, if you do not know who the Lord is, to begin to read your Bible and begin to see the miracles that the Lord can perform. Once you have the Lord as the center of your life and first and the first and the last, you will understand what I mean, because God will do some amazing things in your life. In addition to that, I would like to thank my family and friends. And most of all, I would like to thank God for the continued support, listening support of the Love Lives Jesus Up Ministries. In addition to that, I want you to continue to check my Facebook page. It's Friday. We will have a guest that I will interview, and we will speak about books and music and things like that. So please be sure to come back. I will give you a time as soon as I confirm this. And I believe that is all for now. So you can Facebook AlfredaLove, AlfredaLove, or I'm also on LinkedIn under AlfredaLove. Or you can Facebook me again at FredaLove. All right? I want to share this nugget with you that the Lord gave me as I was coming back from lunch today. And I was thinking about church. And I was thinking about school, you know, because we're talking about It Takes a Village. And this is universal as well. You hear it all the time. And you hear this phrase, stop yelling out. Stop talking out of turn. Okay, we hear this. Let me say it again. Or we'll say, don't yell out. Why are you speaking out of turn? Raise your hand. In some cultures, in some churches, when the minister is preaching, and God showed me this, and I need to share it. I'm going to go in depth, but this is the little synopsis that God gave me. When the minister is preaching in some denominations, it is okay for people to say, amen, hallelujah, God is good, or to laugh. Children are watching. When I say children, I'm talking about 5, 10, 15 years old. They're watching, okay? So they grow up thinking that when you say something, they can speak out. So I just want to share this with you. When you're in church, and God wants us to, you know, shout out and praise him. But also in the Bible it says know when to speak. And so we need to tell them, now when you're at school, that's different. When you're at church, it's okay to say amen, hallelujah, and shout out. So my time is up, but I will tell you more about it later. Have a nice day, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.